True. All you have to do is write one true sentence, Ernest Hemingway. Another hurricane arrives, and yet Hemingway's cats will remain prowling around, arcing their backs against the doorways, clawing after mice. The house, now silent and free of tourists, rests, with its shutters firmly closed, wrapped up as tightly as one might hold a clenched fist. You never would have evacuated. Even if the governor demanded it, you would have stayed sitting in your recliner, weather radio crackling beside you. You'd read a novel while keeping an eye on the storm. This would be after the nailing of plywood upon plywood to the windows, the flinging of outdoor furniture into the pool, the filling of each bathtub full to the rim, cigarette and endless red ember between your lips, coffee thrumming through your veins. There was a careful madness to the way you prepared. This was survival, and you lived for it. Like Hemingway, we once owned a six-toed cat. You brought him home as a good luck charm, a scrapping tabby with a black M tattooed between his gray ears and feet that loomed so large it was as though he were wearing boxing gloves. At night, we would hear him hissing and spitting on the roof as he took on whatever creature came across his path. In the morning, he would leave gifts on the porch, the tuft of fur from a squirrel, half a bird's spidery rib cage, the small white stomach of a bunny. It's how he showed love. I can't remember how he died, but I do remember how he once scratched my mother's arm and how that scratch rose white and long, blood piercing the surface in a straight line so that it bled from wrist to elbow. As she whimpered, you snatched that cat by the loose skin of his neck, slid the sliding glass door sideways so that it bounced backward on its track, and threw him out into the night with such force that he landed in the branches of a tree. He didn't come home for 2 days. Hemingway wouldn't have left either. He would have lingered long over what he built, cursing at the fucking storm. There, at his house, cemented into the concrete trim of the swimming pool his first wife wanted, is a coin. The pool, which workers pickaxed through dense coral to hollow out, took over 2 years to finish, during which he reportedly threw the last of his money down on the incomplete flagstone and yelled that the bitch had spent all he had, so she may as well take his last penny. We once camped in the Keys, and when we left, we had to cut the straps from our tent with a hatchet because the stakes, which took hours to hammer into the same coral, simply wouldn't let go. My cousins told me that you once drove your Jag all the way from New York City to Key West in less than 15 hours. You pissed out the window so you wouldn't have to stop. You were on leave. You wanted a drink. In plain sight in Hemingway's garden is the urinal he carried home for blocks from Sloppy Joe's, where he is said to have pissed away his money, now a drinking fountain for those six-toed cats. Upstairs in one of his bedrooms, a single ceramic statue of a cat rests on top of a chest of drawers, watching everything, a gift from Picasso. Its mane vibrantly flows in signature black, yellow, and red. Its nose, a simple rectangle. It possesses a perfect heart painted on the left side of its chest, and though it only displays three toes on each of its front feet and lives under a case of plexiglass, it will weather this storm. You each were larger than life, and it's already outlived you both.